It's Natasha with you on BFBS The Forces Station, and I'm joined by Kate Ashby and Emily Brooks from the D-Day Darlings, who are about to go out on tour and have a new single out. But Katie, tell us what inspired you to form the D-Day Darlings.
Well, our heroes basically inspired me to form this group and all those that served. You know, this music is timeless and it was designed to see people through such dark times. So, you know, I think people will cling to this for years to come, and we feel it's our mission to keep the music going into the new generation.
The music is beautiful, isn't it? And it gets you quite emotional at times. But you yourself come from a military family. So tell us a bit about those who have served.
Yeah, well, my step-grandfather, he flew Lancaster bombers during the war. We're very proud of him as a family. He's actually still with us and just about to celebrate his 100th birthday.
Wow.
What a guy he is. He's still as charismatic as he was back then. And he actually featured in a book called Underneath the Skies. And he's just the most incredible guy. And we're just really proud of him as a family.
Goodness me. Well, happy birthday to him. 100. Gosh, that's a milestone.
I know. It's unbelievable.
We're going to have a right celebration.
Yeah, of course, the D-Day Darlings are going to be there.
Oh,
and,
good.
Giving him a real good party. So he's still very much aware and up for a good time. So the D-Day Darlings, I mean, we're going to sing through his birthday. It's going
to
be amazing.
Oh, well, I'm pleased to hear that. But Emily, you also have military in your family.
I do, yes. Yeah. So I grew up with a grandfather who was still very involved with the RAF because he became the president of the RAF Squadron Association. So when I was a young child, my grandparents would often be taking trips down to Brize Norton and these various places. It became, I was very young at the time and I didn't really understand, but the words, you know, floated around the house and they became part of like my day-to-day life. And my grandfather had this wonderful like bronze statue of a Lancaster bomber in the sort of fire guard area. And so those sorts of things were always around when I was a child. But my grandfather, AJW Smith, was in 101 Squadron Bomber Command, stationed initially at RAF Foldingworth and then Ludford Magna during the war. And he got the DFC for outstanding bravery. So we're so proud of him. He's no longer with us, unfortunately. I've lost all my grandparents now. But I really dedicate my performances with the D-Day Darlings to my grandfather and what he achieved in the war. My grandfather and my granny, well, I called him Grandpa. Grandpa and Granny, they had a really lovely wartime story as well because they met and they got married actually during the war. They met at the Lincoln Assembly Rooms at a hangar dance, and it was sort of love at first sight, and they very quickly got together and they got married in 1944. So it was all through those war years that they were courting, and it's just a really wonderful story. And you know, fortunately for them, they had a happy ending, but it was touch and go as to whether he'd be able to actually make the wedding day. His job was very, very dangerous. I mean, Bomber Command, they lost, 55,000 out of 125,000, I think. So, yeah, a lucky ending for my grandparents.
Well, it's a lovely story. And I guess when you're there and you're singing in front of your audience, because, you know, you do sing in front of veterans, of course, it must be quite sentimental for you both to be thinking about all of this while singing.
It is, because obviously this music was around during those times for them. So that was the soundtrack to, you know, those years. So it evokes such different emotions in so many people that are in the audience. You know, yes, we do have veterans there, but we also have like the ladies that were left at home as well, you know, and how they felt. And, you know, so each performance is very, very different depending on who's in the audience. And so that's what makes it so special as well. We can sing these songs, but it's different every time.
I think definitely it's music that resonates with really across the generations as well, because when I think about my parents and people of my parents' generation, the music reminds them of their parents, you know, and a lot of those people have lost their parents now, and it just takes them immediately back to that time. Mm-hmm. And just the context of the music, it's so powerful. And we see that. And I think for me, it's harder to hold it together sometimes on stage when I see how the music is affecting people in the audience.
Yeah. That's really what inspired me to form the D-Day Darlings, was seeing those reactions on their faces. You know, it took people back. And that's really the biggest inspiration, was the journey that it took the audience on. So it takes us on a journey as well.
I mean, I love listening to the DJ Darlings. You have, one, you have fantastic voices, but also I love the hair and the outfits. It's just beautiful, the whole thing. But you're going to go out on tour. So whereabouts are you heading?
Oh, we're going nationwide.
We really are.
We're bracing ourselves for a big one this time.
Yeah, we are really going all over from Aldershot, Hunstanton, Darlington, South Shields, Tamworth,
Scotland.
Dunstable, Hoddesdon, Chesham, Leeds.
Oh, Birmingham, Midlands.
Yeah, we've got 2 days in Scotland that we're excited about because we've never taken our full theatre show up to Scotland before. So we're thrilled to be able to take it there.
Scottish fans are pleased.
I can imagine they are.
Finally able to venture up. It's such a long way. It's not very easily accessible, but we're going. We've been determined and we've secured 2 dates. So
yeah, so we're so
excited.
Thrilled. We have got the full list, of course, of our dates all on the website, ddaydarlings.co.uk, for anybody who wants to check out the tour list and see where their closest theatre is. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's pretty whistle stop. We're going over.
It's a big one.
So what can we expect from the show then?
Oh, the show is obviously you can expect the usual classics from the D-Day Darlings, such as the White Cliffs of Dover, Pack Up Your Troubles, A Long Way to Tipperary, We'll Meet Again, all those classic D-Day Darlings songs that people expect to hear. But we're putting a more celebratory angle on the show this year because it's all about uniting the country, having a good old knees up and a good time. So, and we're tapping into the nostalgia of a vintage street party. We're paying homage to obviously King Charles and serving in the Navy. We're doing a naval section in there, and of course it's Great British Prom section at the end to really get the flags out and bring the show to a climactic finale. So we're really looking forward to it. And we're excited.
We'll have, of course, the iconic look, which is our RAF uniforms.
Oh,
but
yes.
Also, Natasha, you'll be happy to hear that we've got a whole new wardrobe.
Oh, yes. That's what I like to hear.
So we've been working together with Collective Clothing, who we partner with quite a lot, and they are going to provide us with some absolutely beautiful new costumes for this show.
Yeah.
Like Katie has mentioned, street party feel.
Sailors.
Yeah, we've got a celebratory feel, and all, of course, in our classic 40s vintage look.
And the thing is that people can, obviously we'll wear them and model them in a way. So it's then all, the people, obviously, for their street parties, they can go and purchase one of the dresses and be a darling for the day. So it's we're really proud to be able to showcase off some of their lovely collection. We love Collective Clothing. It's brilliant. And of course, we've got our new single, which we're so excited about.
Yes. So I was going to talk about this because it's I Vow to Thee, My Country. And you're releasing
Absolutely.
This for the coronation, aren't you?
We are, yeah. We wanted to do something really special to mark the moment. We performed this song with Colin Thackeray and Britain's Got Talent for the Jubilee. And we just thought, what better way to bring the king into his new reign with us dedicating a song that we performed when we saw the queen out, really. And, we just felt it was a real top and tail, really, didn't we?
Yeah, it's a very sort of traditional song, and we've arranged it in a really beautiful anthemic style. I think it's got real impact, and I hope that everybody will really enjoy our new rendition of it because I think it's powerful.
It is, and we want people to basically download it for their street parties. There's going to be all sorts of celebrations going on, and we think that this should be the top of the music list.
Definitely. Yes, part of your street party playlist. So
absolutely.
You can pre-order it now. It's going to be available on iTunes, Apple Music, through our website as well. So, and guess what? It's all for under £1.
All for under £1. 99p. Roll up, roll up.
Bargain.
I mean, come on. An absolute bargain.
Can you tell that Katie's dad was a market trader?
And a good one at that.
He was a good one. And so we recorded it in London. So we felt really, in the capital, we knew that this is where the celebrations were going to be taking place. And it was really nice to get to London and record this song. And we feel that gave us even more gusto when we were recording.
It was lovely. Yep. We've not actually been all together in the recording studio for a while.
Yeah, not since the last album, really.
Yeah, that was so nice to do that again. It's always really special for us to get into the recording studio. It's exciting.
Yeah.
And the thing is, with I Vow to Thee, My Country, many people know the words to this. And it is something that you just want to sing along to.
That's it. When I was talking to my parents about it, my dad said, gosh, I used to sing that as a hymn when I was at school.
Yeah. So it's gone through the generations, and we wanted to do it in our own way, pay homage to the past, but also put it into the present. And we've put a modern spin on it. It's full of everything you can expect from the D-Day Darlings. It's rousing. It's
Don't worry.
Katie's emotional.
Katie's not doing a rap.
I'm not doing a rap. But
that's not the modern twist.
Actually, that's giving me an idea. But it's rousing, it's patriotic, it's emotional. You know, when the song starts, you can see people getting a little bit choked up because, you know, it's obviously when we're singing this, we're thinking of the king and what he's about to, you know, sort of give his life for us. But also it's sort of like, it brings you back to those, the olden times as well, and all the kings and queens that have served, and on also thinking of our veterans who, you know, vow their lives to service. So, you know, it touches every part of the D-Day Darners and what we stand for.
Yes,
so.
I think, yeah, definitely. The lyrics can be relevant for all sorts of things, but actually particularly pertinent when you think about what people sacrificed,
exactly.
That the military have to sacrifice, you know, to take on that role and really be our heroes.
Oh, I've got goosebumps.
It is a beautiful song. Can't wait to hear your version of I Vow to Thee, My Country. So let's just talk about the coronation then, because you've performed in front of the royal family before. How are you going to be celebrating?
Out on the road doing shows.
Well, one of those, with one of those shows include maybe a performance at Windsor Castle.
We wish. We'd like to, if Windsor Castle are listening.
Could you put a word in for us, Natasha?
Come on, Charlie. We are out and about the whole of the coronation. We've got performances all around. Obviously, we've got our theatre shows.
There's a theatre show on that day, I think, near Selsey. We've got an event in Redditch, a coronation event, haven't we? But we'll also be, I'm sure, celebrating in our own way with families and friends as well when we have the opportunity. But we are performing a lot over that week and that weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to be gearing up a street party at my house for my residents. So as soon as I'm back, I'm going to get prepared, get the cakes, get the cupcakes, get the flags.
I feel like I should let everybody know that Katie is the party.
Pop the champagne.
I feel like I need to be going over to Katie's house.
Please, the more the merrier.
I can't keep up with Katie. She is a party. She's non-stop.
It's a knees up. I'll have it all prepared, and when I come back, it'll be party time. And what will be the song that we'll be singing? I vow to thee, my country.
Oh, exclusive.
Yeah, exclusive.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Katie and Emily, about your tour and also your new single.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Natasha. Take care.